The Beloit International Film Festival runs through March 5th. WNIJ's Guy Stevens spoke with the festival's soon-to-be director and has more.
Rod Bodwin founded the Beloit International Film Festival, affectionately known as BIFF, a dozen years ago and has led it ever since. But after this year's festival, he'll step down to focus on other interests, including a new Hollywood Film Festival TV channel. Max Makin will take over as executive director. He's the current assistant director of BIFF and has worked with the festival for several years. He says it's a historic transition for the organization.
But I think it's a healthy transition. Rod is now able to focus on his next project with the Hollywood Film Festival, and I'm able to stay more local and give it the attention that it deserves.
Makin is no stranger to BIFF. He says that extends beyond his recent stint with the festival.
It was actually my first job out of college, so I'm a graduate of Beloit College, and after graduating, I found work with the Beloit Janesville Symphony Orchestra and the Beloit International Film Festival.
He says BIFF is part of what attracted him back to Beloit, and it's a reason that he and others stay here.
I think it's a tremendous asset to the community, to the surrounding area, not just, you know, Beloit proper, but for the state line area. And it's something that gives us a sense of pride. You know, it shows the best of our community.
Makin says that while the focus in the news has been on him taking the reins of the festival, it's the volunteers who really make BIFF what it is.
During the festival, we have about 350 volunteers. That's approximately 1% of Beloit's population that come out and help put on BIFF. It really is a community event, and there's something just really engaging being a part of something like that. A lot of energy.
Of course, the heart of the festival is the lineup of films. Makin says there are about 100 films from 30 countries, short and long, narrative and documentary. There are animated shorts and features, a sing-along, this year to the Beatles film A Hard Day's Night, a silent feature, and more.
There's really a flavor for everyone in this festival, from kids to, you know, just all generations have something offered at this festival.
They'll be presented in 7 local venues, just one of which is a movie theater. While some will be at the Hendricks Center for the Arts and the high school, others will be shown at downtown stores and restaurants. Makin says that's another part of what makes BIFF special.
It creates this Sundance-like aspect of the festival where you can walk from film to film, getting a bite to eat or a drink in between. It creates this really warm sense of what Beloit has to offer.
BIFF brings in many of the filmmakers who get to mingle with and discuss their work with members of the community. Makin says Beloit treats the visiting artists like heroes, and that's earned the festival a special place among filmmakers.
An alum of the Beloit International Film Fest, I think he premiered here 3 years ago and had a film last year as well, and he has a film in this year, and he's from Colorado originally, but when he found out about his admission to BIFF 2017, immediately he posted on Facebook saying, "I'm coming home." Like, this is his home festival.
It all adds up to an event that Makin says is unique.
It's just this wonderful Capra-esque moment that we're able to capture in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Oh, and the films themselves? Makin says they're excellent. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.